The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On that time that Jesus appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bags, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whoever's house you enter, say first, 'Peace be to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, and if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick and in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand.'" The gospel of the Lord.
After last weekend with the ordination of the five new priests for our diocese and Father John Herrera's first mass, in combination with these wonderful readings, what I couldn't stop thinking about this week was the priesthood. Whenever you go to an ordination, if you've ever been to one, if you got to go last Saturday, there's a part of the ordination ritual where the man, just before he goes to kneel in front of the bishop lays his hands, the man lays down on the floor. He prostrates himself. And during that time, we chant the Litany of the Saints. It's a beautiful moment in the ritual of ordination where we're not just calling upon the prayers of the church in the pews, or what we might sometimes have called the church militant, but we've also, and we're calling upon in that moment the church triumphant to call down their prayers. So it's a beautiful moment where the entire church on earth and the church in heaven is praying for that one or many persons who will be ordained a priest. That moment is significant, that laying down on the floor of the cathedral or church. It takes us back to the many times in the history of the church where saints have laid down their lives for the faith, where they laid down their lives and given their life for the salvation of another, to save someone's life, to proclaim clearly who Christ is and that Christ is Lord. But that laying down is significant also because it points to something that St. Paul brings out when he says today, "I boast only in the cross of Jesus Christ." That laying down of our life that the priest does points us directly to the cross. He at that moment is conforming his life to the cross of Jesus. As Jesus laid down his life on that cross, that man to be ordained is laying down his life for the church. It's a pouring out of self, an emptying of our own will, so that we can conform our will to God, the will of God that is so perfect and beautiful. The priesthood is something that every single one of us shares. There are two kinds of priests in the church. There's the priesthood of the faithful, who every single day, certainly on Sundays, come to church to offer a sacrifice. What do you bring to this Mass to offer to God? What is your sacrifice for the good of the church? You do it for the salvation of your own soul, for the salvation of the souls of your family, for the salvation of the souls of everyone around you, for the salvation of the church. You offer sacrifice as a priest because you are baptized. You, in that baptism, have been conformed yourself into the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So it is not insignificant what you bring to Mass. When you come to this altar to receive the Lord, what you lay down at this altar, your own struggles and sins, your desire for holiness, the fears of your life, what you bring to this altar is a priestly sacrifice. But the other priesthood is the ministerial priesthood. Why does that exist? Because we need someone to point us in that direction. And Jesus said, I'm going to establish this new priesthood for the salvation of the world, so that men could stand before God on behalf of you to lay down their lives for the salvation of the world, so that we could always know where the sacrifice is happening, where Christ is on that altar. It's so important for us to daily make this sacrificial offering. It means that the priest conforms his heart and life to the cross, but also do all of us. We can't be disciples of Christ if we don't know the cross, if we don't embrace it, if we don't live that kind of sacrificial life. I would bet that every single one of you somewhere owns a cross, right? You have one on your wall somewhere in your house. You wear it around your neck. Maybe it hangs from your window or the mirror, the rearview mirror of your car window. You see it places everywhere, in lights, decorated beautifully. Sometimes you see it sort of in the background. When tragedy happens, how often do we all of a sudden see the cross? The cross shows up when we need it. Christ shows up. When Paul says there's nothing else to boast of than the cross, he's saying that there's nothing else in our life. There's nothing else but Christ. There has to be nothing else but Jesus. Jesus is who we are, who we live for. Jesus is what we preach. Jesus has to be every thought. And so every priest is sent into the world to preach Jesus. Jesus says, I'm going to send you. He's saying this to his apostles. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. It's the scariest scripture in a way, because I count myself as one of those he's sending out. I don't see you as wolves, though. At least not today. But out into a world that sometimes violently opposes God, violently opposes the church, and what it stands for, what it teaches, what it represents, into a world that violently opposes the love of Jesus. A world that does not understand that very well. So a priest has to do two things very well. He has to be able to preach the gospel, to preach Jesus by his words and his life, the manner of his life. But also the priest has to be willing to die. Be willing to die for the church. And that's why he lays down that very moment before he goes to be ordained a priest. He lays down and says, the church, Jesus Christ, every soul, every moment of my life is for you. A priest is not a priest for himself. He's a priest for you. I didn't make that up. That's St. John Vianney. But beautiful, right? He's a priest for you. But you can be that for the world. Be that kind of disciple for the world. Not for you, but for the salvation of all.